Yes, honey, we are back with Fit and Fabulous every single Friday, ladies. This is a women's health that dedicated for you to feel fabulous from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love it.
And he makes me feel fabulous and so many more people here in Madtown because he is a god at what he does. I want to introduce to you my personal trainer, Hans, who, by the way, you are so busy. We are actually doing this on location in Iowa. How are you?
I'm great, Kristen. Nice to be here. How are you?
I love it. So you are so sweet. We are super happy, Hans. You are just like super massive busy because, again, I admire when it comes to you being very creative and being a part of social media and now TV. Tell us what's been happening with you.
Well, you know, it all started with you, Kristen. So I am just super happy to be back on Fit and Fabulous. Even though I've got to be traveling this weekend in Iowa, I just did not want to miss my Friday with you on Fit and Fabulous. And it started with you. I made some connections with you, and I, you know, found our mutual friend, Jessa. And I filmed Wisconsin Women a couple of weeks ago and really enjoyed my experience talking about the Faithful Four and just kind of sharing that message of getting back to the basics and just helping women, you know, really understand and believe and be secure in the fact that they can do the basic exercises as a starting point. And as any good trainer says, we can always build it from there, but I can't build anything until you have the basics. And so I had a good time. You know, you were there. Mm-hmm. How did you think it went?
Oh, I thought you were great. I'm so proud of you. Like I am. I mean, yeah. And now, like you said, you're going to be training Jessa, which is awesome. He is really good at making women's arms look the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that's a huge thing for her.
That's right.
So, ooh, nice. Love it. Now, Tracy and I both love to work out. Tracy, like, is a hardcore. She's all into health, and you love to exercise as well.
I do, yeah. I mean, I really like doing, like, that high cardio, like, circuit training.
The HIIT training.
Yeah, I like doing that. You know, getting some cardio in with mixing with some weights.
Yeah.
Seemed to work out really well for my body type, so.
And I'm all about the free weights, too, yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, Tracy, anytime you want a HIIT workout, you let me know. I've got some new ones for you, and we'll take whatever you've been doing, and we'll take it to the next level, because hashtag HIIT by Hans. I'm making it all over Twitter and Instagram.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
HIIT by Hans.
Yes, honey. Yes, Hans. Well, so let's talk about workouts, because I know I'm a huge fan, and that's why I was, like, you know, looking at Hans for a while at the gym, and I was all about getting those toned arms, ladies. I really enjoy when it comes to weights. It's a really, really fun thing. But workouts are different for everybody, Hans. Mm-hmm. So what type of workout would you recommend for someone just, you know, loves, like, a theme kind of thing going on?
So, you know, some people, so at my club, at Pinnacle, we have these theme workouts, right? Like yesterday was Pi Day, and so we put together a whole Pi Day workout. So Pi is 3.14, so everything was 3 sets and 14 reps. And so, you know, we just put a theme together and took the numbers of the day. For other people, it's their birthday, right? They turn 22, they're like, okay, I got to do 22 squats today, 22 push-ups. You know, 22 seconds on the curve or the treadmill. That doesn't go so well. That's not quite long enough. And so you have to get creative. And that's why I like the theme workouts, because you really have to know the exercise. You can't just take the number and do it. You have to really think about how hard is this going to be for my age. And sometimes you have to take an age and say, I got to double it or triple it if it's a matter of cardio. But the theme workouts can be fun because it just makes you go mindless, right? You just say, ooh, 22, that's my number, and I just go with it, you know? And for those of us that are a little bit older, we have to get more creative, right?
Hello. Yes. Hello.
I got to get back up again.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Hans, I'm a runner. This is for all the runners. I'm curious. I've done a 5K. I've done, like, a half marathon. I'm looking to do another 5K. Like, what? How would you start, like, 5K training for the spring? Like, what would you recommend for me?
This is the time of the year for that, right?
Yeah.
So you've done a 5K already?
I have, and I want to do another one.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. You know, I am ready for this spring. I know a bunch of people are going to be like, this is the summer. 2019, I'm doing my first 5K. And here's what I would do for somebody who's coming to do their very first 5K.
Okay.
I'd say, as the weather gets warmer, go outside and find a half-mile route. Just a half of a mile. Now, this is going to get a little bit boring, but you're going to love this in the end, and here's why. You're going to take that half-mile route, you're going to go to the internet, and you're going to find a Couch to 5K program, and every run is going to be in these half-mile increments, right? So you've got this half-mile route, and you start off, and you just nail that half-mile run. And at first, you're going to be exhausted by it, right?
Okay.
But then the next week, it's like, oh, I got to do 1 mile. So I'm just going to take that same route and I'm going to double it. And it seems a little bit boring, but trust me, the couch to 5K, it's like 5 or 6 weeks. So once you get through this and you just own that route, and you may find a couple different you might find a couple different half mile loops in your area. Mm-hmm. But once you have that one number of a half mile and just do it numerous times, you really start to own it and love it. And you might develop a little bit of a love-hate relationship with it. But when you finish that 5K, you will drive past that half mile loop and you will just love it because that's all you need to get there. So I'm happy to put together a couch to 5K if anybody wants that.
Okay.
But the first thing I do is say, start small. And hey, it might not even be a half mile. A half mile might be a lot for some people, but either a quarter mile or a half mile, even if it gets boring, finish it, put the plan together, and when you get to the finish line, trust me, you will love that half mile loop.
You know what? I love that. And let me just ask you really quick, is it just a half mile you start for the first few weeks or something and then build up to a mile?
Yeah, and this will make more sense. I'm not going to go into the whole couch to 5K running program, but like I said, when you either message me or find it on Google, you'll see that every run is going to be like a half mile or 1.5 miles. And so that just depends on how many loops you're going to have to do. So yes, it starts with a half mile for the first week, maybe for the first 2 weeks. Give yourself plenty of time to build up. And then the couch to 5K program or myself will tell you what to do next. But the first step is be able to run a half mile, find your loop, own it, and then we can build from there.
Okay.
Loving on that. Mm-hmm.
Hey, and congrats on the half marathon. I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm hoping to do another one.
And you took like the nicest photo, too. You should have seen her photo
on
Facebook. Yes, because you're beautiful.
Of course she did.
She's flawless. It looked like she didn't even like sweat a tear. Mm. So, Hans, for those out there that are like, you know what? Gosh, I really want to fit in this dress because I have a hot date in like 3 weeks, or I'm going on spring break, or, you know, they just put on a bikini because they were trying it on at Target. Me and you see maybe a little bit of weight in an area. You're just like, gosh, if I could just lose 5 pounds. How can I just lose some 5 poundage off of me?
Mm-hmm. How can I just lose some 5 pounds? Well, if you were listening at the beginning of the segment, we've already talked about this. And it's what you talked about, Krista. Yeah. It's most people are going to say, I got to do the cardio. And you do have to burn calories. That is a real thing. But if you were going to say, Hans, I need to get tight really fast, it starts with strength training. You know, I've done my faithful four. You guys know them, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, and lunges. And I would say, if you're saying, hey, I want to lose 5 pounds, let's minimize the faithful four and let's get it down to the two biggest and baddest ones, squats and push-ups. Ooh. And just like that, you know, my answer before with make it about the half-mile loop, make it about the squats and the push-ups and just really understand what your body can do from a strength training perspective. And then, again, if it's weight loss, it's more about the diet than the exercise. I really wish, as the exercise guy, it could be all about the exercise. Yeah. It's just not. So, you know, really start to understand what does lean foods look like. You know, some of my favorites are chicken breast, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, black beans, things like that. Again, just do a quick Google search. You guys know all this stuff. And if you need me as a trainer, I'm happy to help you one-on-one. But build into strength training. Build into a little bit leaner diet and just trust the process. You said 3 weeks, Krista. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit short of time, but you know what? It starts with 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take more, but nail those 3 weeks, and then we can go further.
Well, there's nothing better than to realize, because I love push-ups, and when you realize, oh my gosh, I can do another one and another one, it's just like so great. So we are running out of time, but one thing that I know a lot of women are looking at, and you touched base on it, but more into detail.
Yeah. Just really quick, what about nice arms? Like, how do we get nice arms for the summer?
Mm.
Nice arms. Yes. That's a popular one. Well, you know, there's the usual suspects, and if we're running out of time, here's what I'll say. Build on what you know to be true. So you know you're going to do your bicep curls. Take your bicep curls and add a shoulder press, right? So do a little bit more with the exercise you already did, and then go to your local store, find a $12 jump rope, and figure out how you can work on jumping rope. Now, the jumping rope isn't going to actually make your arms get smaller, but it is going to start to contribute to weight loss. Yeah. It is going to make you intimately aware of what those arms can do because they are going to get tired fast. Trust me. I'm not good at jump rope, and it shows very fast. But if you want good arms, add shoulder press to your bicep curl, buy a $12 jump rope, and build some cardio with that.
Okay.
You are the man, Hans. We love you once again for Fit and Fabulous. This is your go-to trainer. Hans, if people are looking at getting connected with you, I know we have our Hans Fit and Fabulous. Anywhere else that they could get a hold of you?
Yeah. Go to your Facebook page, Krista. We made a... I think it's called, yep, Hans's Fit and Fabulous yep. Facebook group, and you can really get one-on-one personal training with me there. I'm available for online training, and otherwise, it's a long name, but it's Hans Schiefelbein on Instagram is probably where I put the most of my exercise workouts. So find yep. me on the Facebook group, and we'll go from there.
All right, we'll put that up there so everyone yeah. can see on your Facebook. You have a fabulous time out in Iowa. We so appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thanks, ladies.